Blog Talk Radio.
He is the last of his kind. All that remains of a once powerful nation. Some think he is a myth. Some believe he is the chosen one who will bring balance to a world at war. And some will stop at nothing to destroy him.
Welcome, Moors, to Moors Talk Live 100. I am your host, Tahaka Amana El Bay, and tonight's broadcast is on your birth, estate, and contract law. Now, we're going to address the following questions. How do you use your estate in contract law? Who are the creditors and who are the debtors in America? Who do you use? How do you use contract law in your estate? In regards to child support, how do you use contract law in a traffic court? What about mortgage companies, banks, and other financial institutions? These questions and more will be answered tonight on Moors Talk Live 100. And what we're going to do this evening is going to pretty much be a continuation, because for those of you who have already gotten a hold to the library, you're well on your way and in motion. And crafting your executive letter, I've been working me pretty hard. You've been contacting me, and we've been guiding you. So y'all continue to make the moves and do the things that you have to do. First of all, let me state that what we are doing here this evening is we are going to show you how, in relation to exercising full authority over your executive estate, how it's going to reflect in something that is known as contract law inside the United States. The entire United States operates under what is known as contract law, and regardless of what anybody would attempt to tell you, be it verbally, orally, or written, it is still a contract law system. And once you understand the fundamentals of contract law, then you are able to use the power that you have been given and the information that you have been given in the previous broadcast in regards to your executive estate. We have a young man that's going to be coming in periodically, and I thought it was very, very interesting. Some of you may have heard him before. But tonight we're going to let him speak again on this broadcast, and we're on the same page in an attempt to educate our people of African descent, Moors, inside the United States. First of all, let me get to the statements that I want to make. We want you to know that we are offering our free articles this evening. The 14th Amendment Exposed, as well as the Commerce Game. And the way to access that is simply by contacting me by email at tarhaka99@yahoo.com. That's tarhaka99@yahoo.com, and I will get that to you as an email attachment. I also want to give a shout-out to my brother. For those of you who are out there, if you have problems with your computer, We have a brother by the name of Marshall Shelley that does computer repair. He does remote assistance, which means that if you're in California, he's in Georgia, you simply contact him at 757-218-0731, 757-218-0731, and he can take over your computer and make the necessary repairs. He offers computer repair, installation, network installation, data recovery, virus removal. He'll upgrade your computer, and he also deals with custom-built computers. That is Marshall Shelley, and he's at 757-218-0731, okay? Also, I want to mention that on the 19th and 20th of May, we have the illustrious brothers coming down here that will be speaking. We have a speaking engagement at on the 19th and 20th. Brother Booker T. Coleman will be here, as well as Brother Joseph Coswell, and that'll be on a Sunday on May the 20th, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. That's at Masjid El Salam at 1625 North Pearl Street. For those of you who would like to get tickets in advance, you can call Brother Umar Sharif at area code 904-359-0980, and he will help you with all the subsequent information in regards to that. Also, we have one other brother that we want to mention, Brother Marvin McCoy. Now, for those of you who have your video games, the brother does the XL Gamers, Xbox, PlayStation. He also offers computer repair as well. He does a remote as well, and you can contact him at area code 904-517-4688. And this brother is located right here in Jacksonville, right in the Big Flea Market over there on Norwood, right across the street from Gateway Shopping Center. So for those of you who are in here locally and surrounding counties, you can get with Marvin McCoy, and he can make the necessary repairs, supply you with all that you'll need in regards to your video game. He's located in lot C1 and C2 Wednesday through Sunday at 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Marvin is right there to help you at area code 904-517-4688. Just go ahead and give Marvin a call, and he will be more than happy to assist you. Also, one other thing by Brother Umar Sharif, he has a gift shop. And he offers books, CDs, I'm going to get it right this time, black soap, moisturizing lotions, and 100% imported oils. He has a variety of products right there. You CDs and DVDs are educational materials, and that's located at 1625 North Pearl Street at this Al Salam's gift shop, okay? So get your cell phone over there, and while you're there, inquire about the coming of Dr. Booker T. Coleman and Brother Joseph Coswell, and he'll be able to assist you with that. Okay? Now, what we're going to do now is I'm going to come to you one more time. We're going to give you a refresher on some information that has already been given to you in a previous broadcast so you will fully understand. I want you to clearly understand this, because this is what we are dealing with here. If you can get this one point down, you're pretty much halfway there, okay? We're talking about the creation of the estate. When you were born, a certificate of birth was created with your all-caps name, which was the creation of an estate by the all-caps name. The word estate is deliberately left off the all-caps name on your birth certificate to hide it. Okay, we got that? All right, now, the all-caps name is an unincorporated association, an estate. The all-caps name is a descendant. The estate was created for your benefit and use with you as the grantor by placing your landmarks, which is footprints, on the certificate of birth, and you are still alive. Your footprints are the creator of the estate. They created you. Your parents are the creator of the estate. They created you. A marriage is a trust. When a birth occurs, the mother is coerced into signing a birth certificate as a trustee. So now the entities of the world can go after the trustee. The birth certificate refers to her as the informant. Okay, at this point, for those of you who have gotten you a copy of your birth certificate from the Office of Vital Statistics, if you take that birth certificate and look at it right there where your mother signed her name, slightly above that, it will say the word informant, some other word other than mother, father, or guardian, a mother, parent, or guardian. Okay? Your first lawful act was putting your footprints on your birth certificate. And after that, you were in the world. Being in the world has to do with being legal, not lawful. The corporate state did not create the estate. The grantor did so with the footprints on the document. The estate died. And your father and finally you become the executor in the executor office. You are an earthly estate walking around. The grantor continues to live, and when he or she dies, a certificate of death will be issued. The certificate of birth, a live birth certificate, is the public record of the estate, and that the estate is probated. It is recognition by the world of the grantor's footprints, in other words, the will. Because the seal and signature is on the certificate of birth, this is not prima facie, which means at first sight, on the first appearance, on the face of it, so far as can be judged from the first disclosure, presumably a fact presumed to be true unless disproved by some evidence to the contrary. Black's Law Dictionary, fourth edition, proof. Rather, it's certified, proof, finished, adjourned, done, a judgment that the estate has been probated. It must be an estate. Because a trust cannot come before an estate. A trust can only exist if there is already an estate in existence. The address of the estate is the file number on the birth certificate. The estate resides at the file number. The estate is restricted to the file number. It cannot move anywhere else. When asked, where do you live? Right here, where you are belongings. Where are your belongings? I am homeless. They cannot discriminate against you when you say you're homeless because you are saying you have no corporate residence. A copy of the birth certificate is proof of the estate. Other proofs of the existence of the estate are bills, mortgages, papers, credit, reports, driver's license, etc. that have the all caps name. Never use a Social Security card as identification. The Social Security trust is what they are using against you. Okay, I'm going to stop right here. And I just wanted to add that little bit of information. But now what we're finna do now is go directly into exercising the power of trust based on our understanding of what is going on inside the United States, how it is structured, how is the money game, commerce game being implemented inside the United States. What we're going to do is we're going to discuss contract law. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on a young man on an automatic feed and let him give us some information on this contract law. So pay very, very close attention to
the law. Brothers and sisters, once again, it's Brother Tiger Doc. I'm back with some more information. Hopefully you can find this useful. Once again, I do not offer legal advice. This is not legal advice. If you need legal advice, please be advised. So, if there's no contract, there's no case. I like to start by that. I've been saying that throughout my videos. In order to have a case, there has to be a contract. If there's no contract, there's no case. Now, what do I mean by that? Some of you that's tuning in for the first time, you have no clue what I'm talking about. But if there is no contract, there's no case. Let's say you have an order, or you receive something in the mail stating that you need to attend court, no matter what the reason is. If there's no contract, there's no case. Somehow, you have to contract with them if you haven't already. If you haven't constructed a contract with them, then do not do it. So, I mean, how do you deal with this? Well, I've been sitting on several court proceedings, a lot, should I say, because I'm trying to actually assist our people that get in trouble with what they think is law, which are actually code statutes and so on and so forth. See, the misconception is that the vast majority of the people in the world today assume that when they walk into a courtroom, they automatically assume that law is being practiced because you don't know the law. And you trust attorneys who actually works for the bar, which is out of England, and their primary function is to extract as much from you as they can. And if you don't have those promissory notes that they're after, then you're going to do some jail time. And maybe even prison time, depending upon the offense that you actually concurred to. So I emphasize to stay within your venue, which is common law. Demand a trial in common law court. Now, this is a tactic that was applied a few days ago. You know, there was a person that I knew, he had to attend court. So, you know, did you sign anything? He said, no, I didn't sign anything. I just got something in the mail, you know, telling me to attend court. Okay? I'm going to go down with you. No, I'm going to sit in the back. I advised him to do the following thing. Okay, he went into the court. I informed him, listen, they're going to try to get you to stand in the place of this straw man. When you receive the proceedings, if you look at it carefully, brothers and sisters, there's a name that's all capitalized. You think that's you, but that's not you. That's not a living, breathing, thinking, reasoning human being. It's a corporate fiction. It's a person. A person is a corporate fiction, according to Black Law's Dictionary. That's why many of you need to learn legalese. Me, I'm becoming a black belt in legalese. So when they come after me, they better come correct, because I go hard. And I'm not going to back down. You're not dealing with no punk, anything like that. I go, you know, Brooklyn, we do it hard, man. Anyways, nevertheless, when he went into the court and he walked through the bar, they played exactly how that I told him that it would go. When he walked into the courtroom, he opened a gate and walked through the bar. You know how it's set up like the sea. It's amity rule. So they said, I'll let him remain anonymous. I don't want to give his name. So we'll just call him Morris Blackman. Are you Mr. Morris Blackman? And he thought a little bit because he was nervous. I mean, never been to court before. He's just going over my advice. I told him, hey, listen, I'm no attorney, but I'm just researching and studying. I'm a student of truth for the liberation and salvation of our nation through the spirit of Yahweh Bahashem Yahweh Shah. So I said, listen, brother, trust me on this one. Because ultimately, you might go to jail anyways. So you trust me on this. He said, all right, man. I'm going to trust you on this. So they said, are you Morris Blackman? So, you know, he said, for the record. You know, the only thing they got is when you walk into the court is for the record. You know, someone's walking to the court. That's all there is. So, you know, he walked through the bar. Are you Mr. Morris Blackman? He stood up, and this is the method that we went over the day before. He pointed at the judge, and this is what's essential. Recognize. He pointed at the judge. I don't recognize you. He pointed at the clerk of the court. I don't recognize you. He pointed at the bailiff. I don't recognize you. He pointed at the court reporter. I don't recognize you. the person that they tried to appoint him as attorney, he said, I don't recognize you. And he pointed at the district attorney and said, I don't recognize you. And I told him, gird up your loins like a man and leave. And he left. Complete silence. He walked out of the court. No one stopped him. No one attempted to stop him or anything. Then you say, why? How was he able to do that? Because he didn't identify himself as the corporate fiction. He didn't establish any contracts with these people. Remember, if there's no contract, there is no case. There has to be a contract. So when he said, I, the living, thinking, reasoning human being, do not recognize you, he's saying, listen, man, I'm not this corporate fiction that you tried to identify here or that you tried to reduce me to here on paper. And I looked at Black's Law. How do I come to this analysis? This analogy? It's because I looked up the word recognize in Black Law's dictionary. And it pointed me to reconnaissance. So then when I looked up reconnaissance, in summary, it pretty much meant to contract with someone. So what he was saying, I don't recognize you, I don't contract with you, I don't contract with you, I don't contract with you. He didn't establish any contracts with him, brothers and sisters, so they had nothing on him. If there is no contract, there could be no case. Supreme Court ruling, 1938, Erie Railroad Companies versus Tompkins. 304 U.S. 64, 1938. Write that down. That's the case number in case you need to cite that. If there's no contract, there is no case. Once again, my name is Brother Tiger Duck. I say shalom.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was some basic fundamental information. And the brother is absolutely correct. If you will notice, we're going to use some very, very simple things here. When you are, for those of you who are, if you are, you're trying to get some assistance for yourself, what they're going to do is they're going to gather all types of information on you. What they're doing is placing you under contract. They're placing you under contract. When you're dealing with attempting to get your Social Security, if you're trying to get disability, all these things are being placed under contract. But our strategy here is to not be under contract as a debtor, but be in a position to exercise our position as creditor. And when you walk in the courtroom, you already are assumed to be a debtor. As soon as you walk in there, before they even say anything to you, you're automatically assumed to be there. Now, I have said over and over in previous broadcasts that you don't need to be there in the first place. When they send something to your address, just like the brothers already stated, your name and address, city, state, and zip code is on that document. Requesting that you go to courtroom, but the first person they're referring to is in all capital letters. That's straw man. That's a non-existent entity. That's not you. But when you agree that that's you, you are now placing yourself in the position of debtor. You are going to experience all kinds of shortcomings and stuff when you agree to do that, because the entire system inside the United States of America operates under contract law. Now, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, once again, I'd like to send all congratulations to the brothers and sisters that are here in the past couple of days that have gotten hold to the library. I know you all are wide open with this thing. For those of you who are new, I've created one of the most comprehensive libraries inside the United States. Every bit of the information that was being revealed to you today is inside the library, point blank. And the way to access that library is simply by contacting me, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, at area code 904-303-9061. And please be kind enough to call me at before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? That's 904-303-9061. If you're on a social site, if you're on Dig, if you're on Black Planet, if you're on MySpace, if you own StumbleUpon, if you own Facebook, send your friend request so that you can have access to the information that I'm placing there for you in these places. You just send a friend request to Tahaka, that's T-A-R-H-A-K-A, Amana, A-M-A-A-N-A, Elbey, E-L, and then B-E-Y, and I'll go ahead and grant that. That way you'll have access to my wall, you have access to Tahaka's Institute, in various other groups that we're placing information so that I can help my people get out of the conditions that they're in by educating them to what's going on, because most of us just simply don't know what's going on. We see this thing, it's right there in front of us, but we just can't quite deal with it. Well, if you understand the rules of the game, then you can play. And don't forget to send for your free articles, the 14th Amendment Exposed, as well as the Commerce Game and How to Play. And I'll get that to you as an email attachment. Just send it an email to tahaka99@yahoo.com, tahaka99@yahoo.com, and we'll get that to you. It's not complicated. If you just take action. Before I go on to the next plug, I want to say something to you. And I want you to think about this for a minute. There's only two types of people inside the United States of African descent. And I always divide them up into two families. The first family is the Wishmores. Okay? The Wishmores are debtors. That's just the bottom line. And then there's the other family. The other family I call the Have-Mores. The Have-Mores are creditors. And I don't have to go into all the details and explain that to you. But for those of you who are trying to get a hold of this information, it's right there in Tahaka's library. Just call me. Area code 904-303-9061, and we'll get that information to you. Now, what we want to do now is we want to hear from the brother again and see what he has to say about this dealing with the court, and we want to get to the child support and all of this kind of stuff. And I want you to notice what the brother has to say. It's very, very interesting information. So I need you to pay close attention to what the brother is saying.
The mind, heavy mental, heavy mental, heavy mental. Jesus Christ, heavy mental, heavy mental, heavy mental. Everything brings in heavy mental. Today, you will experience something heavy mental, heavy mental, heavy mental, heavy mental. Never done heavy mental, heavy mental, heavy mental, heavy mental. Information begins to gathering, starting to pattern in the stargate towards Saturn. Between the eye socket is where I'll build my skyrocket. You don't need any passport, all you need is a thought. Suddenly, the soul becomes hot as coal. Flame blows from out my brain holes like a volcano.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Once again, it's the brother Tagadok coming at you through the spirit of Yahweh Bahashem Yahweh Shah. Begin all things with the illustrious name of Yahweh, Prince Mashiach. So let's continue on. Once again, this is not legal advice. I do not offer legal advice. If you need legal advice, please be advised. The information is just for informational purposes, entertainment. Whatever. I do not offer legal advice. I'm not an attorney at law. Well, let's continue on. This is part two. I've been getting a lot of messages from brothers regarding child support and so on and so forth. So we're going to continue on. This applies if you're going to family court, where they might hit you with a child support case, traffic court, and so on and so forth. Subject matter jurisdiction. That's the subject matter, jurisdiction. Keep that in mind. And One of the things that you also want to keep in mind is do not establish any contracts with these people, as I've been constantly emphasizing with you. Don't establish contracts. If you have established some, you could go back and undo them. You could go back and argue. But let me proceed and let me help your brothers out through the spirit of Yahweh Bahashem Yahweh Shah. So, where were we? What better way to start than from the top? I think I was quoting 28 U.S.C. 1602 through 1611. And I quote, Foreign Sovereignty Immunity Act. Write this down. You should be writing this down, brothers, because you're going to need it. I need you to go and research this. Then the next time you have to go to court, if you're subpoenaed to go to court, you're going to have the proper ammunition to gird up your loins like a man and stand firmly. 28 U.S.C. 1602 through 1611, Foreign Sovereignty Immunity Act. And I quote, allow the jurisdiction of a court to be challenged and demand a proper jurisdiction to be stated. So those of you that don't understand simple English, when you enter into the court, challenge the jurisdiction of the court. Challenge jurisdiction, subject matter jurisdiction. Who are you? Where's your jurisdiction? For example, I was sent something in the mail to attend court. I addressed it, wrote on back of it, sent it back. Wrong address. This is not me. What they sent was a letter addressed in all capital letters. I suppose it was supposed to represent me, but that wasn't me. You see, I'm the living, thinking, reasoning human being. I'm sovereign. I decide who I am. No one's going to tell me that I'm some corporate fiction. I breathe, I think, I reason. It's not me. I sent it back. Wrong address. This person don't reside here, because a person is a corporate fiction. Never heard from him again. Gird up your loins like a man and start facing these demons. December 26, 1933. There's that year again. Why is that significant? Because 1933, if you watch my previous videos, the United States declared bankruptcy. Actually, England involuntarily placed her in a state of bankruptcy. But that year is significant because that's when the birth certificates was actually required for, they made you think it was a requirement for all citizens. And she declared a bankruptcy. December 26, 1933. 49 Statute 3097, Trigger Series 881. Convention or Right and Duty states as follows, and I quote, Congress replaced statutes with international law, placing all states under international law. All states within the United States under international law. All states under international law. Guess what? They're all under international law. What is international law? That's where your UCC comes in. UCC. They're being governed by international law. It's really not law. It's codes, it's statutes, it's regulations. So all states within this country are under international law, which are the UCC codes. December 9, 1945, International Organization Immunity Act. Relinquish every public office of the United States to the United Nations. So every public office in this United States is what? Is bound by the United Nations. 22, CFR 92.12 through 92.31, FR heading Foreign Relations, state as follows. An oath is required to take public office. An oath is required to take public office. So the judge, the sheriff, the sharif, the bailiff, the clerk of court, the reporter, the district attorney have to swear an oath. The policeman has to swear an oath. We just read it. So what you do, subject matter is jurisdiction, right? You brothers, they try and put, you know, in these courts for, don't contract with them, first of all. Keep this in mind. I can't overemphasize this. Do not establish contracts with these people. Don't establish contracts with Esau when you enter into these courts, subject matter is jurisdiction. So what you do when you pass the bar, when you pass through the bar, because it's set up, this amity, it's set up under amity law. So it's like walking on a ship. When you walk in and you open that gate, you're walking through the bar. Then they're trying to place you under the bar, which is actually from England. So when you enter and they ask you, first of all, they're going to try and contract you by asking you, are you John Doe? In all capital letters, and you're going to stand up like the peon, raise your hand and say yes. Don't do it. That's not you. Don't do it, brothers. Don't do it, sisters. So what you're going to do is challenge the jurisdiction. You're going to challenge the jurisdiction of the court. The prosecutor. He has nothing to say to you. He's a foreign agent. So what you're going to do, the judge, you're going to deal with him. He asks you, is that you? That's not you. I don't recognize you. You're going to point to the judge and say, I don't recognize you. This is one way to deal with it. Matter of fact, I'll do that in a different video. But subject matter jurisdiction, let's deal with that instead of going into the thing about unrecognized. When they say, is that you? No, that's not me. You could deal with it like this. I'm here to hear that case. So, what you do, you ask the judge, do you have an oath in office? He's going to have to say yes. He wouldn't be there if he didn't have an oath in office. And that oath in office is to uphold your constitutional rights. That's actually reserved, unalienable rights, unalienable rights. They can't have a lien placed against them that they can't be deprived. You can't be deprived of. You could give them away. You could voluntarily give them up. And that's what you do when you enter these courts and you don't know law. You don't know your rights. So you call the judge, do you have an oath in office? Yes, I do. Okay, for the record, you want this on record? For the record, I would like the court to acknowledge the judge's oath in office. Then I demand a trial in common law court. And you stop right there. That's it. You stay right there. You stay right there. Subject matter is jurisdiction. They have to prove jurisdiction. Prosecutor, all of them, they took an oath in office. Okay, Title 8, USC, 1481, states as follows. Once an oath in office is taken, citizenship is relinquished. So the judge is not a citizen. You follow me? The judge is not a citizen. The prosecutor is not a citizen. The attorney is not a citizen. Once an oath in office is taken, citizenship is relinquished. So you're not dealing with them. You don't want to deal with them. And if you have brothers, they're trying to trial you for this child support. If you establish it already, call for recess. Get a document, write it up, type it up. However, I hereby rescind, revoke, and cancel all signatures with a name, signature, social security number, and date of birth on it for anyone that construe that to be a contract. So you relinquish all former contracts. and you don't wish to contract with them. You don't want to contract with them. See, they're not citizens. A citizen is someone that don't have any rights. A citizen don't have inalienable rights, unalienable rights. A citizen has inalienable rights. These are usually rights acknowledged by the state. But you're supposed to have unalienable rights, which is granted by Yahweh. Don't trade them in for inalienable rights. They're not the same thing. Inalienable rights can be taken away. Unalienable rights cannot. Inalienable rights can have a lien placed against them. Do you follow me? So they're not citizens. A citizen is a person that's given privileges by the 14th Amendment. I'm not a 14th Amendment citizen. I am sovereign. You should be too. And don't let any man tell you, or you feel like you have to go and fill out some paperwork to become a sovereign. No. Yahweh made you a sovereign. The moment that you feel that you got to go through some man to become a sovereign, you're not a sovereign. Because what happened when that man's not around? He has to prove that you're a sovereign. You don't need that. You're born a sovereign, brothers and sisters. So, let's continue on. They relinquish citizenship, so they become a foreign entity. They become a foreign entity or a foreign agency, like the FBI, the CIA, the CID. The judge is a foreign entity. So now how does that reflect on UCC codes? Okay, UCC. Title 28, USC 3002, Section 15A, states, the United States is a federal corporation and not a government. So if the United States is a federal corporation and not a government, that means it has to abide by the Constitution of the United States Federal Republic because of the fact that it is federal. A federal corporation abides by the United States Constitution. Now, you brothers that's been hitting me up about the child support issue, I'm not an attorney, but this is how I deal with it. You should not be in these courts unless the following has happened. What I have here is United States Constitution of the United States Federal.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get to the next plug by the brother, but I just want to get in here and reiterate some things that I've already said and pointed you into a right direction in a previous broadcast. Number one, in earlier broadcasts, we've already made it perfectly clear to you. For those of you who have not taken advantage of your nationality, when I'm saying that, I'm not talking about somebody that's going around trying to get someone to nationalize you. No, you don't do that. If someone tells you they can nationalize you, don't do that. I am a divine minister for the Moorish American National Government, and you can go to www.7sealspublications.com for all the information you need on this particular government. Also, you can go to MoorishAmericanGov.org to get all the information you need to get on that and register as a citizen. But my reason for being on this broadcast is everybody have not understood the fact that people of African descent are people that's classified as Negro, colors, and blacks throughout the United States, as long as we've been here, had never been citizens of the United States, are not citizens now, and neither can you ever be. It is impossible and totally unknown for any country that has that is operating as a corporation or any corporation to make anybody a citizen of their corporation. Now, you can be a member, you can be an employee, you can be a manager, you can be a system manager and all these things, but you cannot be a citizen of a corporation. Okay, now the brother just pointed out the fact that the United States of America is a corporation. A lot of this stuff is simple, common sense, and keep in mind that I've already told you about the difference between two families, the Wishmores, who are debtors, and the Havemore family, who are creditors. So we have a national conference call that happens 7 days a week starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the way to access that is simply by dialing in 760-569-7100. Now, the access code is 437-966-pound. Divine Minister and the Grand National Chairman of the Moorish American National Government teaches on Wednesday night, and a lot of times we go over another night, but 7 days a week, you can get in there and learn everything that you need to learn about your nationality and everything else. My purpose for doing this here is because we got a lot of brothers and sisters that have not understood about the Moorish American National Government. They have not learned anything about the Moors. And so what I'm forced to do is try to relate to them from where they are. And I'm trying to give them certain little tools that they can use to survive this thing that's going on inside the United States. Okay? So we started off with the birth certificate in your executive estate, and we're dealing with that in relationship to you exercising your power as a executor of that estate inside the confines of the commerce game, who's operating under contract law. And we're trying to drop this information here for you this evening, so just pay close attention. We are going to do a part two of this broadcast, and we'll do that Saturday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. right here on Moorish Talk Live 100. But this time what we're going to do is we're going to bring a Caucasian gentleman on, and he's going to tell you everything that he does and everything that he knows in relationship to contract law, okay? We'll have that plug on for you Saturday night at 7 p.m. Also, we have my illustrious brother that's back inside the United States, my friend Anthony Stansberry, that's traveled all across the United States. He's a merchant marine. He's going to give us some insight into what's going on in regards to the American dollar and what he's actually physically experiencing in these other countries when he attempts to use this money, and several other things that we're going to discuss Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please don't forget to tune in at the Moorish Talk Live 100 right here, and we'll get this information to you, and we're doing everything that we can to enlighten you and put you in a position to be a family member of the Havemore family instead of a victim family member inside the family of the Wishmores. Okay? Now, let us go ahead on and continue into the next phase. First of all, before we go in, I want to say one more thing. We have created one of the most comprehensive libraries inside the United States of America, and the way to access that is simply by contacting me, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, at area code 904-303-9061, and you can get access to the information that we're putting down here. The information in regards to your executive estate, we have a large manual in there. We also have step-by-step instructions and samples of how to actually put this thing together and execute it and use it for the betterment of your lives right there in that library. We have video, and there's tons and tons of information on your culture, your story. We have information on your holidays, their history. If you have children in your home, and they're going through it inside the public and private school systems, there's information inside the library that they can use as a defense and a deterrent to the hypocrisy and lies that's being fostered against our children. Okay, so when you access that by simply contacting me at area code 904-303-9061. And to get a copy of the Commerce Game and How to Play in the 14th Amendment, just simply contact me by email at tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's T-A-R-H-A-K-A 99 at yahoo.com. Now we're going directly on into the next segment, and let's hear what the brother has to say right here.
Heavy mental. Everything brings in heavy mental.
Today,
you will experience something heavy mental. Never done
heavy mental.
Information begins to gathering, starting to pattern in the stargate towards Saturn. Between the eye socket is where I'll build my skyrocket. You don't need any passport, all you need is a thought. Suddenly, the soul becomes hot as coal. The flame blows from out my brain holes like a volcano.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Once again, it's Brother Tiger Doc coming back with part three. I am not an attorney. I do not offer legal advice. This is not legal advice. If you need legal advice, please be advised. So we're going to continue on. So reflecting on UCC Code, Title 28, USC 3002, Section 15A, and it states as follows: the United States is a federal corporation. And that means that since it's a corporation, it has to abide by the Constitution of the United States Federal Republic. So, again, what I have here is the Constitution of the United States Federal Republic. We're going to get Article 11. If you don't have one, you should get one. And you should also get a Constitution of that state. Never enter into a courtroom unless you have a Constitution of the United States Federal Republic and a Constitution of that state. Amendment 11, ratified February 7, 1795. The judicial powers of the United States shall not be construed to extend to any suit in law or equality, commerce, or prosecuted against one of the United States by citizens of another state. Remember, I told you that these people are no longer citizens of the United States. They're foreign agents. Or by citizens or subjects of any foreign state. So they're foreign agents or foreign agencies like the FBI, the CIA, the CID. The judge is a foreign agent. Okay, Title 22, CFR, 93.1 through 93.2 states as follows. The Department of State has to be notified of any suit and in turn has to notify the United States citizen of said suit. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean, brothers? That means they got you, if you're in court or you've been taken to court for child support, the state has to notify you. They have to go through the state. The state has to notify you. You're in court because you voluntarily went. So, I mean, if you're there, you gave them jurisdiction by showing up. Remember? Subject matter jurisdiction. That's why I'm telling you to study the law. Title 28, USC, 1330 states as follows. The United States District Court has to grant permission for the suit to be pursued once the court has been supplied sufficient proof that the United States citizen is actually a corporate entity. Now, do you know what that means? Do you know what that means, brother? You're in court for child support. Why? Because you voluntarily went there. What that means, brothers, is after the state, first of all, remember, the state has to contact you first. They want to order to get you to go to court for child support. They have to go through the state. Then the Department of State is going to contact you. Then they, in turn, has to contact the district court, which is federal, by the way. And the district court can only pursue the matter once the court has supplied sufficient proof that you, the United States citizen, is a corporate entity, is a corporation, is a person. Me? I'm not a corporate entity. I'm sovereign. I see, I reason, I think, I breathe, I talk, I make decisions for myself. When you're in the courtroom, you need a representative to represent you when you've never been there. Makes no sense, man. You're volunteering for this stuff out of ignorance because you won't study law. So they have to go through the district court, brothers, which is federal, to prove that you are a corporate entity. Now, what are you? Are you sovereign or are you a corporate entity? Are you some corporate fiction that don't think for yourself? Grow up your loins like a man and start defending yourselves. Oh, how do I get out of this child support? Grow up your loins like a man, Book of Job, 40 verse 7. But you can't do it. Why? Hosea 4 and 6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, and you will be no priest unto me. You could call yourself a priest, but a man that's walking in the spirit of Yahweh fears none. He knows how to deal with any situation. He's backed by the Heavenly Father. Said it before and I say it again. If Yahweh is for you, many can be against you, but no one can be against you and win. So, subject matter, jurisdiction. So, and once jurisdiction, you're into the court, brothers. Once you're into the court, you know, again, let's go over this briefly. Once you're into the court, once you walk through that bar, it's set up like a ship. Once you walk through that bar, and the judge asks you, are you John Doe? No. But I'm here to hear that case. If you want to deal with it that way, there's other ways that you could deal with it, but just let me show you how to deal with it this way. And I'll do another video about recognition, because this is running over too long here. So, I'm here to hear that case, because who's on trial, when they send you this pleading, you'll notice that the name is in all capital letters. It's not until after you are in the court that it's now have uppercase and lowercase letters, because now you went to court and you stood up in place of the straw man that was actually on trial. The corporate fiction is the straw man. The corporate fiction is the straw man. So you have to stand up and stand in the place of the straw man, then you're on trial. And guess what? They pulled you into commerce. They pull you in under admiralty law. They pull you under their statutes. Subject matter, jurisdiction. For the record, judge, do you have an oath in office? For the record, I would like the court to acknowledge the judge's oath in office. I demand a trial in common law court. I'm sovereign. That's it. Case dismissed. That's it. You leave. Grow up your loins like a man and do it. You might be going to jail anyway. What do you got to lose? Grow up your loins like a man and do it and watch it work. Gird up your loins like a man. Job 40 verse 7. And that's pretty much it, brothers. You got your questions about support, child support, and so on and so forth. Traffic tickets, same thing. It's public office, same thing. Subject matter, jurisdiction. Get an approved jurisdiction. Don't go out of your venue. Stay within your venue, which is common law. Don't go out of your venue. Okay, I might get a question. Let me close this out before I run over 15 minutes. I'm sure questions are going to come. Like, what if I already volunteer to go through the court? What if you're already in court? What if you've been already battling these beasts in court? Any contract that was constructed out of ignorance can be revoked. So what you're going to do, you're going to get an affidavit. And when you go to court again, you're going to put subject matter, jurisdiction. I hereby rescind, revoke, and cancel all signatures with a name, signature, social security number, and a date of birth on it for anyone that construe that to be a contract. So you revoked all of that, then subject matter, jurisdiction. I would like the court to acknowledge the judge's oath and office. I demand a trial in common law court. That's it. My name is Brother Taza Dup. Shalom. Yasha Allah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I thought I'd bring the brother on because he was firing on quite a few cylinders and doing an excellent job in explaining to you about contract law and about the courts and the power that you do have if you would only exercise it. And you cannot exercise anything unless you know the rules of the game. So I'm going to state the rules of the game for you today, okay, right now. Number one, we got over 60 million people inside the United States of African descent that have been denaturalized at birth. That's covered in an earlier broadcast. I won't go into all of that again. Okay, who never have been citizens of the United States, you're not citizens now, and you can never be citizens because the United States of America is a corporation. Okay, we got that part. The entire system operates under contract law in commerce. So we got that part. Now, how do we deal with it as people? Number one, we got to forget about using the word constitution. Throw that away. That doesn't apply to you. Okay, forget about that. What we are going to do is we are going to use what we know in order to survive in this system. And I'm having to deal with you and going to deal with you right where you are. A lot of us are on public assistance. A lot of us are receiving Social Security benefits. A lot of us are receiving all type of different aid and stuff. But we have to keep in mind that, number one, you want to try to deal with a situation outside of the courts first. And for those of you who are already in the courts, we are making an attempt to give you a defense mechanism. If you have already got your foot in the trap, the brother's already told you, if you have committed to a contract, you can get out of it. The information has already been laid out for you on tonight's broadcast. So don't hesitate in replaying this broadcast. Now, after it's over, I'm going to post it everywhere so that you can re-listen to it again and again and again. Now, for those of you who are actually ready to start exercising and using the tools that we're putting down for you tonight, just simply contact me at area code 904-303-969061 in regards to one of the greatest libraries that's ever been created for people of African descent inside the United States. I put this thing together. There's tons and tons of information in there, information for the mother, father, the son, and daughter is right there for you to access and to keep and use whenever you need it, because I'm not going to be on the earth forever. One day I'm going to leave here, and I want to leave this for my people. The way to access this is contacting me, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, at area code 904-303-9061. Okay, let's talk about a few tricks here. Okay, you go in the courtroom, and we're going to say that you mentioned something about those capital letters. Okay, that automatically sticks to court. They know they don't have jurisdiction or status. You brought up a very, very serious thing here because we got other people sitting in there that are being robbed, and you're making them aware of the fact they're being robbed. So what we got to do is we got to shut you down and let you go free. Just leave, go anywhere, but you can't stay here. Just go out the front door. Nobody will stop you. Just hurry up and get out of there. Okay. Now, they may even come to you and say, well, what we're going to do is we're going to reschedule this for another day. Okay, before I go into all about that, we're going to say that you come in, because number one, you already pointed out the capital letters. You told them about you asked to for them to put the status and jurisdiction upon the record. Nobody has did it, And so therefore, you come into the second meet. Now, this time, I guarantee you, you're not going to be in open court. They're going to have you in a little room somewhere. If you look around, make sure you look around and see if there's a stenographer in the room. Because you are staying in your venue. You're still looking for an answer about these capital letters, and you're still looking for status of jurisdiction to be put upon the record. Okay, before the court can proceed with anything, that has to be done. If the jury start talking about anything in that little room, if no stenographer in there, go ahead and bring such a hold, judge. First of all, we according to my records, we haven't discovered and put your status and jurisdiction upon the record. Could we get that cleared up before we go anywhere? Okay, so I just want to point that out to you in case that particular curb is thrown at you. And you want to be aware of it. Now, what I'm going to talk about now is the Social Security Trust. I want you to pay attention to this because I'm going to go over this one more time. I've already gone over it once before, but I'm going to go over it again. The Social Security card is proof of a trust and not an estate. The estate supersedes any trust. Once you declare yourself as executor of the estate, you got a Social Security card, you are working, they're taking Social Security out your check and all this right here, that money is being put in a trust, but that trust comes under the estate. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out how we're going to go at that. It's very, very simple. We're going to, after we get everything in place in regards to our executive estate, we're going to simply contact them and make them aware of the fact of what's going on now, and we're going to change the thing around. Now, I know a lot of you out here might say, well, I don't want to mess with that because that man cut all my money. I was just, well, you got to either stand up or lay down, one of the two. You're going to either be a family member of the Wishmores or a family member of the Havemores. And you have to understand that everything is based on contract law. Even when they call you on the telephone as a bill collector, what they've got to get you to do, first of all, they're going to tell you this is an attempt to collect the debt. They're going to ask you to state your name. Or they're going to ask you for that Social Security card. What they're attempting to do is to make sure that they have a record of you being in agreement to be the debtor or to be that fictitious entity. So, therefore, we're going to use verbal contract and straighten it all out. And they're calling James Williams. Sorry, I'm going to have to make a correction. My name is James. I need you to put down for your records. We're going to forward a letter to you. The person that you're calling that I got from the notice that I'm looking at right now, the name is in all capital letters. So could you please make a correction on your records and make sure it reflects James Williams' estate? Could you please make that adjustment? So you're saying that what I'm saying is what I need you to do as the executive of the state. We want to get the record state on this verbal conversation. Now, if you if you send me a second notice, then I can attach information to it so that you can file it and put it in your record so we'll be clear understanding. So if you're recording the call, be advised that I'm recording the call at the same time. These are just some of the things that you can do as executor of your estate. Okay? Now, let me continue with what we're talking about in regards to the Social Security Trust. The Social Security account is connected to everything you do in the world, and all paperwork is directed to the Social Security Number Trust. Assuming that you are the trustee and therefore have the liability, okay? Look up the word liability in Black's Law Dictionary. When being served for collection of a credit card, etc., the Social Security Trust account is being sought. Since you've abandoned the executor office, they are probating your estate. They raise a constructive trust in equity to give restitution and reimbursement to the plaintiff and appoint you the trustee. It's all about hidden and all fraud. So what you're going to have to do is, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to pay close attention to what's going on with these broadcasts. And for those of you who are inside the library who have already got that today, yesterday, the day before, go ahead and start examining contract law and go into the section and involving sovereignty and all this and law, and you'll find this information already there for you. Now, the only paperwork that has ever been served on the estate or the executor is the birth certificate. They cannot come after the estate or the executor office. The government created the Social Security system, so they had a trust where we can be regarded as trustees. The trustees have liability, whereas executors do not. Once you receive an EIN number for the estate, it is prima facie evidence of immunity from taxes and the tax, Social Security taxes, etc. Even then, they will always come to you by way of the all caps name on the Social Security card. You just have to come back to them asking if they're coming to the estate. You are the occupant of the executor office. Never acknowledge you are the name on the Social Security card. You cannot cancel out the Social Security Trust account. It's estate property. If it comes back to the estate, it won't be earning anything anymore. They are trading off it and will be trading off it after you die. You may eventually profit from the Social Security Trust account. Just be patient. What differentiates the all-caps Social Security name and the all-caps estate name? It is that you are designating it as an estate, and they are not designating it as anything in particular. Okay, if we can re-listen to what I just spell out to you, for those of you who have the manual that I'm coming to you from, just reread that until you clearly understand, in the face of the fact that the United States of America operates under contract law. An estate was created for you at birth. It is up to you to take advantage of it. For those of you who have not reached the age of 21, your mother and father are the executors of your estate. If you get married before you reach 21, you now officially can operate the occupy the office of executor of the estate. Otherwise, you cannot occupy the executor of the estate office until you are 21 years old on your 21st birthday. Okay, we got that understood. Now, I'm putting all this information out here because I'm going to bring other people behind this that can verify, to tell you the same exact thing that I'm trying to get over to you now. I just want to put this out so that you will clearly understand what we're dealing with. Now, let's deal with estate property. Don't move anything, which means property, accounts, over to the estate. You don't need all that. Don't do none of that. Any trust you create in the world system are property of the estate. Executor office cannot operate trust. The best you can do is take control of the property. If your name is not on a deed, you have no standing to operate as executor. The estate can claim property as property of the estate, and there will likely be no obligation. Objection. Okay. Now, it would be a good idea for those of you who are out there listening to this to get you some Black's Law Dictionary, so that you can look at some of the terminology here in the manual that is already placed in the library. The manual starts off with definition of terminology and different words that you are going to run into as you study this information before execution. But if you understand the foundation of the information that I'm laying out for you on this broadcast tonight. It's very, very simple. The United States operate under contract law. They are either debtors or creditors. In any situation where you're contacted by a bill collector and say you owe them something, they're automatically regarding you as a debtor. What you have to do is turn it around and make them aware that the jig is up. Maybe I was a member of the Wishmore family yesterday, but now I am a member of the Havemores today. And what we're going to do now is I need you to answer some questions for me in regards to what's been going on with this all capital letter thing and putting me in the debt situation in all of this. Okay? Now, let's move on, and we're going to go on to something else. But before I do, I just want to get my announcements out. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are just tuning in, on the 19th and 20th, we're going to have Brother Booker T. Coleman here in Jacksonville, Florida. And the brother's going to be laying down some very, very powerful teachings. And we need you all, those of you who are in the city of Jacksonville, I would like to advise you not to mention this very, very powerful session. It will be happening at 1625 North Pearl Street. And for ticket information, you simply call Brother Umar Sharif at area code 904-359-0980. And for those of you who need your computer repaired, you can call Brother Marshall Shelley at area code 757-218-0731. The brother's offering computer repair installation, network installation, data recovery, virus removal upgrade to your computer, and he also custom-built computers, and he'll take your computer by remote. So if you're in California, if you're in Alaska, if you're in New York City, or if you're in Miami, Dallas, Seattle, it doesn't matter where you are, you can contact the brother, and he can take over that computer and make the necessary repairs, and just make sure you let him know that you heard about this, about him. On Morris Talk Live 100 from Tahaka, Amana El Bay, and he will understand what you're talking about. Also, I want to make mention of Brother Umar Sharif has a gift shop, and the brother's selling books, CDs, and DVDs of educational material, black soap, and a lot of other products, including some of the most succulent incense. That's the only place that I go to get my incense is right there at his gift shop, and it's located at 1625 North Pearl Street. And you can call the brother at area code 904-359-0980 and just tell him that Brother Tahaka has told you to come on over there and see him. Also, one final announcement in regards to your brothers that need computer repair, Brother Marvin McCoy. You can reach him at area code 904-517-4688. And he's right there in the located right here in Jacksonville, Florida, right over there across the street from our Gateway Shopping Center in the Big Flea Market. He's in lot C1 and C2. You can pretty much walk in there and just ask everybody where Marvin is, the guy that do the computers and do the video game stuff, and they'll point you right to him. The brother does Xbox, PlayStation, computer repair, gamer modification, discounted game packages, and he also does remote computer repair. Just contact him. And the brother will take over the computer, and it doesn't matter what city you are in or what state you're in or if you're outside the United States. If you call that number, 904-517-4688, and ask for Marvin McCoy, and the brother will be able to assist you. Locally, if you're going in there with your computer about games, he's there Wednesday through Sunday at 11 in the morning until 8 p.m. at night, and he'll be able take care of you. Okay. Now, we're going to go into one other thing that I wanted to put out for those of you who are dealing with child support. Now, you have to keep in mind that we've already stated that we're dealing with this thing on the contract law. So now, the child support agency may or may not call you. Usually what they'll do is I'm told they'll send you something in the mail. And the divine minister of the Moorish American National Government has already told you to stay out of that man's courtroom. So when you receive this kind of stuff in the mail, just take a look at it. Take your time before you panic, because most of what we'll do is we'll panic. Oh, my God, she said, well, who is it addressed to? You look at it, it's in all capital letters. You ask yourself a question, wait a minute, that ain't me. Hey, wrong guy. So let's craft us a letter, and let's go ahead and send them a letter and point out to the fact that I'm willing to come and see you guys, but I think there's a problem here because you have the wrong man. This is an all capital letter. That's not me. I'm not in agreement with that. I'm not a debtor. I am a creditor. And for further information, please call me at my number so we can get all this in straight now. And so if you would look at the situation from that perspective, you will fare a whole lot better. And it comes into play once you understand that we are dealing with contract law. They've sent you a notice about a contract that they need you to participate in. So what you got to do is turn it around and say, well, wait a minute. I can't do this here. Now, what you want to do is, number one, brothers and sisters, brothers, and I'm talking to the brothers, those of you who are who have children that you fathered by women, and you know doggone well that these are your babies. Now, it is your obligation to take care of your child. That's what a man does. This information I'm giving you is not something that you can use to dodge your responsibility as a man. If you father the child, take care of the child. That's how you keep your nation going. Give your child something to be proud of. Take care of that child. Okay, so you and her couldn't get along. All right, you separated. She got the child. She might have went on with her life and got another man. But you got a child. To see if you can rectify the situation with her. Say, look, I need to see my child so I can do something for my child. Don't make the child suffer because the problem that you had with her, she don't do like I want her to do. Okay, what does that got to do with you taking care of the child? Now, for those of you who are brothers out there to think that I'm getting on you, I do want you to know, yes, I am. I'm getting dead on you. Because if you brought a child in this world, you need to take care of that child. Okay? All right, I just want to put that out there. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, and I want to put some information out about the Moorish American National Government, and the divine prophet, Noble Drew Ali, has already told us, men, take care of your family. Stand up, take care of your children. Wives, be the mother to the house. Take care of your duties as a wife. Don't get distracted. Don't go astray. Do everything you can to iron this thing out, because the family unit is the most powerful structure that we have, and we're receiving all kind of attacks against it. But if you stay together and you work this thing out, I'm giving you tools that both of you can use. Use it. Use the tool so that you, your family unit, can survive. Okay? For those of you who are planning on dialing into the national conference calls with the Moorish American National Government, you dial the number 760-569-7100, and the access code is 437-966-pound. Now that happens 7 days a week, and so there is plenty of days. At 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the time to dial in, and when you do that, they are counting you as being registered with your government, and this is the government's effort to get a chance to for you to get to know your government and know about your government, and it's also an opportunity for you to get to know the officials in your government. Talk to them. Interact with them as best you can. So you want to do that and learn everything about it, because this is established, and it is real. There are many, many citizens in this government, and there's some very, very powerful teachings there that goes on. Now, for those of you who need to know more about it, you can go to www.moorishamericangov.org, or you can go to www.sevenseelspublications.com, and you can learn a great deal about your Moorish American National Government. Also, for those of you who have, if you're on your social sites, go ahead and contact me, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, and send me your friend request to Tahaka, T-A-R-H-A-K-A, 99 at yahoo.com, and I'll grant your friend request, especially if you're on Facebook, because we place a lot of information there. We have an abundance of my people that are there, and you'll be able to get other information. Matter of fact, I just put some information there, and I've also put some new stuff inside the library for those of you who have gotten the library. For those of you who are trying to, who want to learn everything you can about your executive estate and actually put it into motion and operation and actually use it, contact me at area code 904-303-9061, and please just contact me before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I would greatly appreciate that, okay? And I just wanted to get that out there. And now I want to go on to something else. When you're dealing in contract law and you're dealing as a creditor, not a debtor, but a creditor, it doesn't matter what you are dealing with, or if you're trying to purchase a new car, if you know, whatever it is in commerce that you are dealing with, you want to keep the knowledge that you have in the back of your mind, because even if you don't do it right away, you're going to eventually have to do it. Okay, in order to remain as a creditor instead of a debtor. So if you are trying to purchase an automobile, and they say, "Well, you got to we got to have some information on your credit and all of that," go ahead and get to them. All right, how do you get what you want? You say, "Well, you know what? I got some information for you. I just ran into this information. What have you, but we're going to have to make some necessary changes over there, because I'm not Bob Williams, I'm Bob Williams' estate, and can we get this here straightened out over here?" And you understand what I'm saying? So do whatever it is that you have to do to survive this thing, because things are getting worse and worse inside the United States, and the number one thing that you need to understand is you're going to need the be a part of an existing government and have the protection and guidance of your government. And this is why I keep stressing this over and over and over, but I have to do this by dealing with a lot of people from right where you are. I cannot say that act as though we don't have problems, because we do. A lot of us are trying to get jobs. We are trying to hold on to our benefits. We're trying to save our homes. We're involved with all kinds of things, and I'm trying to do everything I can to give you the tools that you can use to make sure that you come out on top in these particular endeavors. Okay? Now, I'm going on to another thing. I want to make some mention to some things that we have inside this manual here, and stuff that I've already mentioned. One other thing now, for those of you who have already contacted me and gotten a hold to your library, just make sure that you study the manual over and over from top to bottom so that you clearly understand, because crafting the executive letter is a very, very simple thing. You get that done and you put it in there, follow the instructions and all that. But you have to understand that you're now officially an executor of an estate. It's not like you got a hot dog stand on the corner that you had yesterday. This is a whole different ballgame. We're talking about wielding a great deal of influence and power. And so, therefore, the only thing that I'm asking you to do is to act like it. And at every turn, if it's ever challenged, defend it. Okay? Now, I see we have what appears to be a hand raised. I'm going to see if if we do. Area code 404, could you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
It's Adil. Yeah, you hear me? Islam.
Yes, sir. Islam, my brother.
Tell
us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Adil Mahiobek.
Okay, my brother.
Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just listening, and I had a court situation myself. I'm in the process of trying to get it moved from state to federal. And, you know, when I initially went there, I said, you know, like the brother said earlier, when they called for my name, you know, the fictitious entity, I stated I'm here to assist the court in that matter. And I kind of got they basically told me that I forfeited my bail or whatever, and just told me like sit down. But later on, they did state that whoever else is not here for anything, you could leave. But anyway, long story short, I was just I filled out a card before I left just to make sure they knew that I was there. They couldn't claim that I didn't show up.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Now, you were saying that when they call you, you made mention of them capital letters, didn't you? Is that what you're saying?
No, I did not. No, I didn't. I said I am here to assist the court in regards to that matter.
Okay. And did you challenge the status and jurisdiction of the court?
No, actually, this was only the arraignment. This wasn't really this wasn't really the challenge to the arraignment. Although, yeah, it states that you can challenge the jurisdiction early as possible, but I didn't because the court was kind of full of people. And when I said what I said, the judge immediately got on the defensive and just told me, like, sit down. And, you know, I questioned her. Is it all right if I sit here, ma'am? You know, I never admitted to being that corporate entity.
Okay. All right, I understand what you're saying. Okay, well, brother, I appreciate you calling in to give us that bit of information. And so let me ask you this. How was the matter resolved?
The matter hasn't been resolved as of yet. Right now I'm in the process of moving the case because I pled well at the end of the arraignment. I asked them for a plea card, and I signed it under protest, arrest, threat, and coercion, all rights reserved, without prejudice, and UCC 1-308. You know, and I signed it extradition to the corporate entity.
Okay. All right.
You know,
this is what I need you to do for me. I need you... as this broadcast is over, I need you to call me. Just you. Okay. All right, but I appreciate you dropping that bit of information on us, brother. So I'm going to meet you out, and I see I have another hand raised, so I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you very much. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I'm actually at work right now, Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I have a brother in town now. He just come from Atlanta, and he was telling me about it. But thank you for calling, and give me a call after this broadcast. I want to talk to you.
All right, brother. It's long.
Okay. It's long. Peace. Okay, let's go on to the next caller. Area code 402 with the first three numbers, 972. Could you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, sir. This is Divine Minister Dr. Ishmael Muhammad Bey, Nebraska Territory, Brother Tarhaka. I'm just calling to commend you on your great work and uplifting all of humanity.
What's going on? Okay. What you got to drop on us today, brother? Hello? Okay, looks like the brother's call dropped. Okay, and he'll call back in a minute. Okay. Let's go on here to a few other little tidbits. And we're going to say a few things about the car titles. And keep in mind, this is for the brothers and sisters who have gotten into Tahawkins Library and have already begun to create your estate letter. When you are dealing with your car titles, send an executive letter to the DMV for the car title. They will no longer have any jurisdiction to impound it, change mail location on car title, okay? Next thing, traffic tickets. Sign a citation with by signature and prepare the executive letter and return the citation to the state court administrator with the letter, okay? Banking irregularities. If a bank does something improper regarding your bank account, address the executive letter to the chief counsel for the comptroller of the currency. Okay. Bankruptcy court. If in a bankruptcy case, you can stop it with the executive letter. If there is an IRS issue, clear it up first. In bankruptcy, submit the executive letter on all underlying financial issues, then present the letter on the bankruptcy to the court administrator for the BK court, and it will be dismissed immediately. The BK trustee will get word of it when the first executive letter goes out and may dismiss the bankruptcy right away. Notifying property taxes. Notifying the property taxing district any may eliminate property taxes. Okay, I'm going back again to Erie Code 402.
Yes, sir, Brother Tahaka. This is Brother Dr. Ishmael Muhammad Bey, Nebraska Territory Divine Minister. I was just calling in to commend you on your work, brother, once again on uplifting and following humanity and giving us this vital information.
Okay, well, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you calling in. And I thank you so much. I have to commend you, too, because I know you're working with your group, and there are great, quite a few of us all across the United States that are doing everything that we can to provide our people with some type of power to save us as a nation. And I know you are doing the same thing.
Is that some of this information you're presenting tonight, is this in the Commerce Game file that you sent me?
No. Those were articles. Commerce Game is to make you aware of the fact that there is a game being played. And anybody that has knowledge of the fact of an existing game knows that in order to win the game, the only thing they have to do is master the rules. But the mechanics and tools and the ins and outs of this thing is located in my library. And you just simply contact me in regards to that, and we get you all the information about that. But
absolutely.
That's how that go.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, Islam.
Islam, my brother. Appreciate you calling.
Yep.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's go on to the next thing. All right, mortgage foreclosures. In a foreclosure in a non-judicial state, address the executive letter to the state court administrator. Copy the letter to the attorney who sent the foreclosure letter, the CFO of the foreclosing bank, and the governor and attorney general of the birth state and state where the property is located. Let me go over that one more time. In a foreclosure, if you are already involved in this particular fight, in a foreclosure, in a non-judicial state, address the executive letter to the state court administrator, copy the letter to the attorney who sent the foreclosure letter, the CFO of the foreclosing bank, and the governor and attorney general of the birth state and state where the property is located. Okay? Your bank does not like you changing your mail to the general post because they can't come after you with a foreclosure or for late payments. You can tell the mortgagee bank in the foreclosure situation you are hereby warranted by the executive office to cease and desist the sale of the property. This matter is hereby adjourned. Now, this is some of the a power that you wield as the executor of your estate with the power of handling the executive letter, which is all explained to you from top to bottom in a manual that is inside the Tahaka's archives and Tahaka's library, which is one of the same. And the way you access that is simply by contacting me, Tahaka Amana L. Bay, at area code 904-303-9061 before 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, let's deal with disability. If you are denied Social Security disability, send the executive letter to Chief Counsel of Social Security. Order them to issue the disability. Reference the claim number. You are hereby warranted and directed to approve and issue the disability claim in full. This matter is hereby adjourned. Internal Revenue Service, what do we do over there? If the IRS seizes or sells property, look for the letter from the manager of ACS, Automated Collection Service, or directed to send a copy of the letter to. When asked by the Internal Revenue Service to bring your records, bring it. Now, we're not going to go over there. But anyway, you can deal with them through the executive letter. It says here, just bring a box. I've been in that situation before where a judge would tell me, well, you're going to have to bring proof in here that you did what you said you did. And when I arrived, I had a box. And when they called me, I came up there with the box, and because he asked for the box, so I brought the box for him to open it. He told me he didn't need to see the box. And our case dismissed. Okay, so these are certain tricks that the system will try to use on you to make sure that you know what you think you know. All right, now, your children that's been confiscated by the state, okay, those of you, your ladies who have had your children taken away from you, the executor can order the return of a child to the estate. One more time. The executor can order the return of a child to the estate. Okay? Release of prisoners. The executive order cannot be used to secure the release of prisoners where there has been an injury to another person or property. Effect of executor status on receiving Social Security checks. U.S. Treasury, who has acknowledged the name, is the name in all capital letters is deceased, sends his name Social Security checks to General Post Office every month. Even though there is a descendant on the Treasury documents, the all caps name is a descendant. It is not a corporation. It is a company, if it is anything. The estate is under the birth granting. The benefits are under the Social Security Trust. Two different statutes. One does not affect the other. Notify the Social Security Administration of your change of mailing location. In the oh, by the way department, always get a paper check mailed to you instead of direct deposit. The face value of the check is not a full value of that security instrument. We're not going to go into all of that, but this information is inside the archives for you to examine. Those of you who have your who are currently working on your executive letter, I just want to point out to you that you can go over and reread this so you can clearly get it down, because what happens in every situation is it's just like riding a bicycle. When you first tried to ride a bicycle, you was falling down and skinning up your knees and all kind of stuff, but you kept on trying until eventually you learn how to ride that bicycle. And then the next thing you know, you learn how to ride backwards. And then you learn how to do wheelies. Then you learn how to throw hook slides. Then you learn how to put different type of ties on it, new feet on it, new kind of handlebars on it. You went to we got brothers now. I see them pass by my house. They don't turn the bicycle into a motorcycle. They ride down the road with a motor attached to the bicycle, and they ain't even pedaling no more. They got on goggles like they on a real motorcycle. So my point is, once you master the rules and regulations of the game and learn all the components of the game is just like any other game. You learn how to play checkers, now you're the best at it. You learn how to play chess, now you're the best at it. Here's another game. But this game here just so happens to deal with your life, your children, your wife, your husband, your house, your car, your benefits, your family, and everything else. This is the this is the biggest game in town, and this is one we sure enough need to know how to master. And but we also need to keep in mind our position in regards to your nationality, your own government. And what you got to do there. This information that I'm providing you for this evening, one more time, is information that I'm putting out there so that you will be able to deal with your current circumstances, where you are now. Okay? Now, keep in mind, today is Thursday night. On Saturday night, we're going to deal with this again on contract law, but this time we're going to have a Caucasian gentleman that's going to be broadcasting this thing. His broadcast is going to last for over an hour. And when you come in and listen to this, I want you to make sure you got pencil and paper handy, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to get this information down from every conceivable angle. And we want you to take notes, and we want you to listen to this broadcast over and over. Then finally, on Sunday evening, my brother Anthony Stansberry will be in here. He just got in from overseas. The brother is Merchant Marine. He travels all over the world, so we can find out firsthand what's going on. Because the media is saying one thing, but what I want to know, what does our correspondent on the ground say, and what's going on? So we're going to have him here discussing some things for us, okay? And ladies and gentlemen, one more time, I'm your host, Tahaka Armana L. Bay. You're listening to Moorish Talk, Live 100. And what we're attempting to do is give you as much information as we can that you can use. And we want you to send me a request for our 14th Amendment Exposed, and send me a request for the commerce game and how to play. And I'll get that to you by email attachment. Just send that, your request, to tahaka99@yahoo.com. That's tahaka99@yahoo.com. And I'll send that to you as an email attachment. And keep in mind, for those of you who are on your social sites, just send me a friend request to Tahaka, tahaka, Amana, AmanaLel, and then Bay, Bey. And I will grant that friend request, and that'll give you access to the information that we are putting there on a regular basis. Okay. Now, I'm finna close out now, and I really appreciate you listening in. And until next time, you all you have a nice day. Okay?
Right foot thump and left foot thump. You cha cha with your right. You cha cha with your left. You turn to the right and move to the left. Back it up.
Right.